Anahera Morehu is with us for a kōrero. Anahera has connections to Ngāti Whātua, to the north, to Te Rārua, Aupouri, Ngāti Kahu, and is the new permanent chief archivist at Te Rua Maharawa o Te Kāwanatanga, which is Archives New Zealand. She was the first, or is the first, Māori to hold the statutory role in a permanent capacity. She was kaiho to Māori at Archives New Zealand prior to this appointment. E te tuhine, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us, Anahera. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, he mihi mihi nui rawa te kia koutou kua. Are are mai o Tarangi tēnei ata.
Tēnā koe, Anahera. You are surrounded by wonderful imagery of our people of yesterday. It must be at times very inspiring. And I know when I look at old documents myself, Anahera, you get a feeling that it's connecting us with the past in ways that just aren't normally available. Iwi Archivist Symposium in Wellington, this is happening this week. You're attending. What's the main kaupapa of the Iwi Archivist Symposium to get us underway, please, Anahera?
Well, if you think about it, there are many iwi that have, you know, you find stuff underneath the beds. You have, you know, there's a lot of digital collections now that make information available. But there's a lot of iwi now that have either settled or are going through settlement process, and they've found lots of documents, they've found lots of images, and so the whole purpose of the Iwi Archivist Symposium is to help them throughout this week look at the different ways of how they may manage and teach them a few skill sets.
What are the greatest challenges facing archives in terms of Māori content, Anahera?
I suppose the biggest one that has been on the minds of Māori for a long time will be around, and you'll see the term being used quite frequently around repatriation. But I think for us in archives is how we actually provide access to our documents. There's a lot of, you know, at the moment with the new building in Wellington, we're working through probably about 30 years worth of backlog that haven't actually been described or arranged fully to be able to provide access or a way to provide access to know what's in those documents. So as part of that, I'm sure there are some Māori, some information Māori that people would be really interested in.
Tēnā koe. As far as the roles of iwi in terms of the care and protection of archives, for many years we've had a lot of our taonga in institutions that weren't Māori run, and I sense there are many tribal initiatives nowadays to eventually create facilities where we can house taonga back in the Hokainga, but that takes some serious considerations. Most notably, I guess, the temperature-controlled environments that many of these important documents, etc., need to be housed. And what would you say of a move by our people to reconnect more closely with these taonga? And at this time, I guess, Archives New Zealand, the organisation you oversee, have that responsibility. But what do you make of moves to change the status quo in years to come?
Oh, look, archives are here to support anybody that is looking at creating their own whare taonga or their own pātaka kai and use our skill set to do that. But I also sit there and think about it. You know, when you think of he rua, you know, we used different plants to do the same thing that we're using technology for. We know that the earth itself, when you build a rua, the earth itself has its own climate control. So culturally, I would say that Māori have an opportunity to utilise their mātauranga and have a space like that without having to worry about technology. But of course, there's also many opportunities, solar panelling, wind control, many different ways that they may be able to access electricity to use technology within their space if they so choose to build a space. There's also the opportunity on the digital component, you know, and you take, for instance, you know, the beautiful work of Kaitahu Archive with the use of Kareao and Kahuru Manu. They are exemplars of how Māori are moving into this realm And we're lucky enough that they're actually housed within our space in the Christchurch office.
What do you think your greatest challenge is going to be as Chief Archivist at Te Rua Mahara or Te Kau Wānatanga?
Well, that's a really good question. There's so many challenges already if I think about how we're providing access at the moment. You know, when the move from Archway into Collections, which actually was a, you know, we needed to make that move, and there's some challenges in that to ensure that the information that we have and that the systems that we are using are able to be used properly, and that it meets our needs. So there's many challenges on the front, and I would hate to, well, not hate, I suppose, I'm a little bit concerned as to putting things out in the ether because next minute it happens. But I think there's many challenges, I think, in that Māori already are starting to utilise our facility, and they're actually helping us, which is a benefit, of course. But we, you know, resourcing is always a big challenge. And if Māori are wanting to, you know, like we're doing with the iwi archivist symposium, is I suppose they could utilise those skill sets and actually come in and be a benefit for both parties in looking through the stuff that we have or we don't know that we have and actually enhancing the records. Because I think that's the biggest thing, is we need to enhance the records so that we can actually talk about those beautiful taonga that we have of our tūpuna and, you know, that are there as a record for government so that we as a public who research and create content from that are able to then look at the decisions that are made by government in the way that they shape Aotearoa.
Well, tēnā koe, I know that you used to work down on the port, moving containers around on the port, so the fact that you've now assumed this prominent role and the first Māori to be appointed to this role, and a wahine Māori. You know, you're breaking new ground, aren't you, Anaheda? Long overdue, but it must be very satisfying to get the keys to the car, so to speak, as far as Archives NZ is concerned.
Oh, definitely. I think my whānau are very proud of the moment, as are many, many Māori, I'm expecting, many iwi Māori. And this is a great opportunity for us in Aotearoa, you know, having someone that actually be, I'm a little bit confusing here, but I remember when they used the term kaitiaki, you know, and Māori were unhappy with the use of that word because they are kaitiaki of Te Tai Ao, a rātou whenua, wera atu o ngā momo. But now, here you have an aspiring Māori person looking after our beautiful taonga and e tikana tērā ka tiaki au i ngā momo hei rotu i tō mātou whare.
Well, it's great to know that you're there. Anaheda, if I ever need any archive info, I know we've got a sister who's running the show down at Archives New Zealand. Congratulations on the mahi and the acknowledgement of your abilities, Te Tuahine. And a pleasure to have you join us on the program briefly today. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe,
Anaheda. Ka hiti koe anō. Ngā mahi nui kā koe, Te Tuahine. Tēnā koe.